You're listening to Tall Cats Psychic 101, no-nonsense wisdom, refreshingly real radio, right here on BBS Radio. Every second and fourth Monday, I aspire to inspire you, baby. That was Aquarius from the musical Hair from 1969. You know, some say the Aquarian Age began on February 4th, between 1960 and 1962, between 2 and 3 p.m. in the afternoon. They say astronomers of the world could see a celestial traffic jam under the constellation of the Water Bearer. The full dawning of the Golden Age is predicted to cause all borders to disappear and humanity to undergo a radical transformation. Like the song says, golden living dreams and visions, mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's true liberation. Sounds pretty good to me. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I got a great topic coming up. It's all about how super you really are. But before we go on to that, and so that I don't forget, I want to mention that on my next show, that's going to be February the 23rd, Monday, February the 23rd, one of my foundation teachers will be joining me, and her name is Sonia Choquette. I know many of you know how fabulous Sonia is, so mark your calendars for February 23rd. She'll be offering some live readings on air as well. So, I am Karen Tallcat Conley, third-generation psychic medium and teacher. Something that makes me different from most psychics is that I'm delighted to demystify that woo-woo factor in psychic ability. I am happy, happy, happy when you come to see me for a consultation, but I am even happier, more happy, when you no longer need me. I created these shows to inspire you, inform you, and especially, most especially, to help you to stay awake in a world that can put you to sleep. No self-help or New Age stuff here. There are plenty of other sources of fluff and puff, if that's your preference. I toss New Age philosophy right out the window, baby. I was a nurse for 20 years. And it was there that I began to apply my knowing and spiritual connection by helping patients prepare for transition. I became intimately acquainted with the mystery of life, death, and the sacred side of all this. Now I'm an ordained minister, and I maintain a full-time practice as a psychic medium and teacher. I've even been a birth coach and a death coach when clients requested it. My website is KarenTallCatWithAK.com, and it's created to be a resource for you even if you don't use my services. You'll find humor, inspiration, and a well-rounded, ever-expanding resource list. Now, before we go any further, I want to say that the way this show works is discussion goes on throughout the show. I'll be talking, and the call lines are open at the same time for sample readings. So, and when if you have a desire to have a sample reading and give it a try, please go ahead and call in even though I'm talking, because it's easy for me to go right back to the topic. So don't hold back. Go ahead and call in if you'd like a sample reading, and I'll just go right back to the topic. The numbers are 888-815-9756 or 877-876-5227. You know, recently I received a message, and a spiritual message, and I call it the bathtub message, since that's where it happened. I know, too much information. And it was very simple. The words were, remember who you are. Now, you know, this may sound like a bumper sticker or a Zen slogan, and most of my other messages were, your presence is grace, your purpose is love. And again, that sounds like the, bumper sticker Zen slogan. But the truth is, by saying remember who you are, it matters, because when we incarnated into a physical body, we left our memory of who we really are behind. We live within a social consciousness that limits and restricts us with rules, regulations, expectations, and most of all, false promises. So that is why progressing on this plane of existence is often so difficult, because we don't remember who we are. We don't remember what our full capacities and abilities are. And yet, every now and then, we get a glimpse of our collective and individual potential for greatness. Most of us know that Master Jesus said, these things that I do, and greater, you will do. But traditional religions have tried their best to alter those words. If the Bible had been written today, they would all be in copyright violation. So how about it? Will you, can you, do greater works than the miracles of Master Jesus? Hello? Yeshua ben Joseph said you would. How come we don't perform or even expect great miracles of healing? Why don't we manifest our desired reality from the quantum field? What about stuff like that? Translation by Tall Cat. Jesus said, if I can do it, then you can do it. This is the way masters teach, empowering you. You know, instead of realizing our full potential as human beings, we usually try our best to get our image of God into a good mood through a prayer that goes something like this. Oh, dear God, bless me, for I am nothing but a mortal, hopeless sinner. Lower than a worm, and I have failed you at every turn. God, please, if you would, dear kind, bigger than me, God, ignore my sins just this once. And please, please, see that I really have good intentions. I am, after all, only human. Just before the amen part, we add, and dear gracious, loving God in heaven, may I have $1,000? Well, all that build up to get our vision of God in a good mood before we hit him for the big question. Traditional religions also teach us that God is an angry, vengeful being. You know, miracles are for a chosen few. Maybe if Jesus up there in heaven at the right hand of God decides you are perhaps a special deserving case. It boils down to, we think our chances for miracles or altering matter are about the same as winning the lottery. Truth is, we come to this planet fully loaded and programmed for success. I think we have a caller. Hello.
This is Alcee. I'm calling from Colorado.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I've never talked to you before, and I was hoping for a sample reading. And
sure.
I'm mainly interested in the first 6 months of the year.
Okay, the first 6 months of the year. Tell me your name again.
Alcee.
Okay, beautiful name.
Thank you.
Your mother chose your name well.
Oh, well, thanks. I have to say all the things that you were saying, I absolutely agree with. I do think we, as a whole, don't know our capacity, but we're waking up to it, and that's the exciting part.
Oh, it's so exciting. It absolutely is exciting. And, you know, before I go in the air, my hubby and I together, we do a really cool meditation, and we do our best to attract the people that are awake enough or interested enough to hear what we have to say. So I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
We must have pulled you in with that super-duper meditation.
I love it because I felt it. So
there we are. That's a validation. Thanks. So here's what I see. Did you say the first 3 months of this year?
6 months.
6 months. Okay. I get the vibe there is, winds of change from what I can see because I actually see breezes blowing by you. So winds of change. And, you know, that's not a really hard call because, frankly, everybody is in change right now. The whole planet's transforming. But I'm speaking in the microcosm of the details of your life. One of the changes I see coming for you seems to involve relocating. Have you been looking at moving?
I have been scrubbing my house since December when I got a flash that I've been moving, and we're getting ready to prep it for the market. And I'm hearing March, which is why I'm hoping for some validation.
Yes, you're right on. I would agree with you on that, and I can back you up on that.
Oh, excellent. Okay, because, you know, this is the thing with maybe all the callers, they might benefit from this. I mean, it's the worst market to sell a home. Everybody's told me. And, you know, I mean, the numbers are crushing. But I feel confident in selling this home. I feel the buyer coming. I feel her and have been preparing for her for this home. And at the same time, I have no idea where I'm moving, and I haven't had any clarity on that.
Well, here's the thing with the move. The move that's coming for you is exactly the way you see it. I do see the month of March being very active as far as interest in your home. Most important, what you're doing is absolutely perfect, staying within your own understanding of how things manifest without looking at the exterior so much. It's not that we have to wear blindfolds, but we have got to turn our attention to the focused outcome and keep it there in order to bring it to us. I do see somebody coming to you just the way you said, and I also see that you're preparing to stage your home to make it the most appealing it can be. You are going to be an exception to the rule about selling your house.
Thank you, because I absolutely feel that way. I feel like the miracle is to show everyone that it's still moving. We're still moving forward.
It is moving, and I have to tell you, what you don't see on the news and in the newspaper, I hear stories from clients frequently since the crash of perfect sales of their home. So it is occurring. You're just not seeing it.
Right.
What we're getting through the news and the media is very biased. So you keep your focus just where you are because you're moving and you're moving fast. And when it comes, start preparing like way in advance as far as getting things in order, because it's going to slam you how quick it happens.
The person that's going to buy it is
going to want to take occupancy pretty quick. And you're also going to find an opportunity for a new location. In fact, the sale of your home is going so well on the light scale of manifestation, from what I can see, that you could, in addition to holding that focus, turn your attention toward knowing what this new location is. And here's the way to do it.
Okay.
To go down into your heart space, either when you meditate or however you get really deeply relaxed, go down into your heart space and begin, and do it more than once, obviously, keep this going. Sink down into that. And you will begin to feel a drawing or a pulling, almost like a compass, you know, needle pointing you toward a particular area of the country. And when I look forward to your future as far as after your move, oh, girl, you're going to make some great connections in the new location. That also is going to occur really fast including employment is going to happen quickly in the new location, but even better, a circle of like-minded people. And you are very much a part of this transformation going on in the planet. You are holding the light on the planet. These needs that you have for relocating and for selling your home, you have all the help that you need from the invisible spiritual side for that to happen.
Okay. Just thank you, because I felt that. I think I need to own it more. My husband last week, his company laid off. He was not part of that transition, and I told him, honey, I just don't see you. I don't see it being you. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, when all this is coming, it gets under your skin a little bit, you know, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I hope I'm leading my family on this hope and a prayer, because really that's what it is. It's a hope and a prayer. I put out to the universe, I want to work with like-minded people. I want to get into my soul work. It's like the heart has to have that happen. And I'm just praying that as I lead my family away from the known, which is this home, you know, 8 years here, a stability, a job that pays, that I'm doing the right thing.
It is leaping into the unknown like you're doing right now is really one of the reasons that we're here. All too often we stay in the safe zone, and everybody's soul needs this adventure of jumping off a cliff like you're doing. And you have backup from the spiritual world. You're connected to the spiritual world. You are living in service to the spirit realm. So your provisions are definitely, you're going to have assistance with provisions. I would give you this in addition to holding on to your focus. It's very important that you, particularly when you start to feel shaky and doubt is nipping at your heels.
Right.
Take affirmations, for lack of a better word. I don't really like affirmations because they don't really work. But write down your statements of your reality as you see it, your dream, in sentences. And then go for a walk and repeat these sentences in a very soft and yet focused way. Keep repeating it. That is how you own it.
Thank you, because that's what I mean, it's like the one thing I grasp to is I grasp back to the love, which I know deep in my heart that Source provides all. And I have
it
to go.
It does, and there are many people just like you, many, many, that are in this migration pattern of relocating.
Okay.
And you'll find when you make this move, the pattern will take you to the people you belong with.
You know, I actually, there was this purging process where I was letting go of Mexico and some of the Mayan work there, and I was, and there's still a pull there. Is there a way that you could help me understand what that meant?
Well, you're in transition, and you're not completely, you haven't let go completely because you're still in the process of letting things transition out. So
okay.
What you have to do as far as that connection with Mexico is know that you can take a piece of that knowledge, and that those experiences are integrated as a part of you.
Okay, so take the good and everything else, let go.
Absolutely.
So this is part of the letting go process.
This is your lesson to learn to really trust your guidance and trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And know and step into your own power. You're going to have a quantum leap forward with this. And I'm not saying it's going to be a piece of cake and you're not going to have moments of doubt and when your knees knock. But, you know, that's when you know you're really living, girl.
You know, there's a part of me that's, that's kind of grasping towards that, because this energy that's on the planet right now, that fearful energy, there's no way to, it's not fun to live that way.
More important for us to learn to keep our focus on our intended outcome until it just is.
So
you're just going to focus on that until it comes.
Now, this is
once you reach within yourself that place where I will never stop focusing on this intention, I will do it until it comes, the universe gives it to you. The universe can't give it to you until you have already given it to yourself. But you're on your way, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you, and I really appreciate your show.
Oh, thank you. That's nice to hear,
too.
Take
care. Bye.
Bye. So, where was I? Oh, I was saying that we come to this planet fully loaded and programmed for success. I say that every day in my walk with my walk and my talk. I came to this planet fully loaded and programmed for success. We are meant to manifest reality. heal ourselves and others, and we have the ability to do everything the Ascended Masters do, as described in the nonfiction book series, The Masters of the Far East. What are humans capable of doing? Well, we have ability to regrow limbs, heal any illness, raise the dead, levitate, teleport, perform telekinesis, know the thoughts of others, know what events are about to occur before they occur, just for starters. These things seem impossible, or possible only in computer graphics or in movie special effects. But in locations outside of the U.S., it's here too, but I'm referencing this in particular. For example, in Russia and China, psychic ability is revered. The Chinese super psychics, and that is the name of a book if you want to check my source, are considered a national treasure. They are nurtured by the government, and millions of dollars have been spent to research what they call EHF, extra human function. Some of the skills of these psychics are ability to see with other body parts, such as ears or mouth instead of eyes. Telekinesis, the ability to move objects with the mind. They can see the future at will. These psychics have developed what they call an inner TV screen and are able to do these things that seem only possible in special movie effects. Now, these abilities have been occurred first in China like 25 years ago, but it's interesting that they're similar to some that are beginning to bloom and unfold in the current shift on the planet now. Now, listen to this story. This is beautiful. Here is an example. A 6-year-old Chinese psychic. There was a large audience of 1,000 people who were given a small living rosebud. When everyone was seated and quiet, the girl walked on stage by herself. She stood center stage, facing the audience, with a silent wave of her hand. The 1,000 rosebuds slowly opened into full-blown, beautiful roses before an astonished audience. Another demonstration consists of moving pills from a bottle with the mind, moving the pills right through the glass container onto the table. A young Chinese man drove a car through traffic in the city, blindfolded, with a hood over his head. He drove flawlessly through traffic, curves in the road and all, into a parking lot, got out of the car, entered a building, pushed an elevator button to thunderous applause, and rode the elevator to the 5th floor. American illusionist magician, a guy named Keith Barry, has a video on YouTube doing the very same thing. Wild, fast, blindfolded car ride. It's amazing. That's on YouTube, Keith Barry. He said he observed once a totally blind woman that was able to identify the denomination of paper money without seeing or touching the money. He figured she was able to see through the eyes of others. Now, his demonstrations, to me at least, seem to be beyond the hand being quicker than the eye type stuff. And he calls what he does brain magic. Uri Geller, famed psychic from Israel, who bends metal objects just by looking at them, tells of the time he did this on TV in front of millions of witnesses. From the phone calls he got the next day, it was discovered that over 1,500 ordinary children were able to do the same thing just by seeing it happen one time. That must be the 100th monkey theory. Or maybe it's just the dormant ability within spontaneously emerging. Under strict scientific discipline, this is amazing, under strict discipline of scientific research, Chinese government officials observed the Chinese psychic kids changing the human DNA molecule in a petri dish in front of cameras with all the scientific equipment needed to record the seemingly impossible feat. If this is true, why would we not be able to change our own DNA with just the right understanding? the first step in accessing your true ability is understanding. I want to say one more time, you guys, this call lines are open. If you'd like a sample reading, even though I'm blabbing on here, a sample reading is okay. Or if you'd like to just call in and ask a question about what we're discussing or contribute to the discussion is also just fine. Go ahead. Give it a shot. What have you got to lose? 888-815-9756, 877-876-5227. The first step in accessing your true ability is understanding. The element of applied study on a consistent basis is another piece of this awakening of the fully loaded, beautiful human being you were meant to be. Essential is the ability to focus, concentrate, and stop thinking. Most of us cannot hold a focus beyond 9 seconds. That is actually a statistical fact. I guess you could say that all of us have ADHD. It's a national epidemic. Self-discipline, sincere desire, application of spiritual study of the masters is the beginning. And willingness to get past and get over yourself, identification of your own mental filters, and letting expectations go. You know, these abilities really do lie within us, humanity. We are just too asleep or maybe too undisciplined to tap into it. I mean, for real, would you not like to be able to put a mask on and a hood over your head and get into a convertible car and drive like 75 miles an hour with somebody in the passenger seat whose eyes you are viewing the road through? Drive like 75 miles an hour down a mountainous, curving, winding road with water, a cliff and water on one side. Would that not be the thrill of a lifetime? I ask you, would it not be so worth applied, disciplined focus? Hi, we got a caller on the air. Hello.
Hi. I was wondering, unlike the other caller, I'm actually looking to buy a house.
Oh, good.
Wondering if you saw that happening.
Now, you're in relationship. You have a partner involved in this?
No.
And is your partner with this 100%?
No, I'm buying it on my own.
Oh, you're buying it on your own. Okay, I see. Is this like an investment property?
No, it's to live in.
That's what I thought. Okay. It looks to me like you're in an area of the country where this has, it seems as though it may have been particularly hit with the real estate slumps, right?
Not as bad as Florida and Nevada.
You're in Nevada?
No, not as bad. I'm on the East Coast.
Okay, all right. So you're going to be leaving your current residence and moving away from the East Coast?
No, I'm staying in the East Coast.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm just trying to get a fix on exactly where you are. Is your house on the market yet?
I rent.
You rent. Okay. All right. So you're going to move from the rental property to a home that you're going to purchase?
Correct.
Is this your first home?
It would be. I had a condo before.
Okay. Yeah, this is your first, like, house, isn't it?
Right.
And this is, you know what I see when I look at your energetic field regarding this? It looks like, this is really a neat visual. I see a present with a bow on it. And I have to tell you that the beings connected with you that are connected with the purpose of making sure you achieve your goals and your dreams are very interested in you having this ownership of a real full house. You know, a complete home situation. And this potential home that is down the timeline in front of you, what I see is something tailor-made to meet your desires. In fact, you have very specific desires about what you want in the home. Of course, everybody does. But what I see with you is that you have actually been dreaming about the home and holding the image in your mind. Maybe have even made out a vision board.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
This energetic that you have activated with your dream and the way that you envision it, the way you see it, the way you look forward to it, you have really activated something that is moving towards you down the light spectrum to materialize in front of you. It's coming. It's definitely coming. I do see the beautiful arrangement whereby the people that you buy the home from, they really need to move. You really want their home. It's like this beautiful win-win situation. And I also see a lender, a person that is like a mortgage broker or a lender that is going to take a lot of interest in really helping you make this go through. Not that you don't have the ability to do it, but this all is like set up for you to have a smooth transition into this home. You're going to need furniture. You're going to need everything you need for a house because it's moving quickly toward you.
When you say quickly, my lease is up the end of March, and so I have to move somewhere, and
yes.
I don't know if I'll be moving somewhere temporarily.
You may need something that is temporary. I think that if you do that, it's going to give you a comfort zone. You're not going to feel as much stress, and again, that is even falling into place because there's something just around the corner for you, and this doesn't sound very likely, but this is what I see, something that you don't have to commit to a lengthy lease with. Again, somebody that will benefit from you being there for a short term rather than long term. It's a matter of the universe is connecting you with people so that everybody's needs get met. This is really nice. I can almost see the outline of your house. That's how real it is.
Do you have any idea when this may happen?
I'm looking at early to middle springtime.
Okay.
It is absolutely on your timeline. The only thing you have to do is to continue your visioning and stay connected to it like you are and keep seeing it. And don't let any circumstance that looks like it might be difficult deter you from your dream because, oh boy, does the universe want you to have it. And it has beautiful landscaping, by the way.
Wow.
The house that I see has very nice landscape. Somebody has taken pride of ownership in this house.
Is it, so most of the stuff I've been looking at is fairly new construction, I take it this isn't?
No, it looks like it has fairly mature landscaping. It's not an older home that would have, you know, like 20 years worth of trees, but it is something that has this beautiful appeal when you drive up to it. And I think that you have a bit of a green thumb, don't you?
No, actually I don't.
You got a brown thumb.
Yeah.
Well, then it must be something that's self-care type maintenance because it's beautiful, beautiful property.
Great.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. It's wonderful. So, yes, 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 it is coming. And you are doing a great job of getting it.
Okay.
In the way that you're dreaming and the way that you're visioning about it.
Okay.
All you have to do is keep expecting and receiving because it's coming, baby.
Is there anything else that maybe I should know about?
Change of job, change in employment in some way, and it looks like a positive one. And I think that have you been feeling like a bit restless as to what you're doing right now? That sort of like you have completed the circle with the work that you're doing, and you'd like to move forward.
Move up.
Move up. That's exactly what I mean. That you have been there, done that, mastered it, and you want to go to the next level.
Right.
And that is an open door. That's a matter of timing, because what I see when I look at it, like the level up above that you're aiming toward, looks like there might be a matter of there has to be shifting as far as, you know how people come and go with jobs, and jobs are redesigned, and they add more people, decrease people, you know, how things like that work.
Uh-huh.
Something is going to happen to create this opening. It looks like within the first 6 months of this year. And keep your head up for that, because I have the feeling that if you do keep your attention on that, you're going to get, like what the word comes to me, advance notice that there is this opening that you can go to involving more training and more money.
All good things.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, as I was saying, it's the self-discipline, the sincere desire, the study. and willingness to get over yourself, you know, and identify your mental filters, you know, and letting your expectations fall aside. You know, these abilities, I assure you, are within us. We just have to wake up to it, and we have to be disciplined enough to tap into it. The Chinese psychics get up early. I found this so fascinating about this phenomena. They get up early and they complete their psychic training, and they have training they do in focus. They get up early, complete their training before they go to work, and they have regular jobs. You know, they're like everyone else with families, work, responsibilities. They are paid by the government for their psychic development, which was interesting because they're considered national treasures, and rightly so, considering what their abilities are. But nonetheless, in spite of these phenomenal, miraculous abilities that here in the United States, we would probably want to get a contract, be on TV and make a gazillion dollars and, you know, lose track of the meaning behind all of this. But not in China. They study and they have a regular job and they're considered, you know, they're paid and they're a national treasure, but they're still regular people. Hi, we got a caller. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
This is Caroline calling.
Who are you again?
My name is Caroline.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Oh, welcome. Town. What's your question?
My question is about relocation and movement of job.
Boy, everybody's relocating. It is like migration of the masses out there. It's so interesting to me and exciting. You're leaving Canada.
Indeed, I do.
And that you have wanted to leave Canada for a while, haven't you?
I'm originally from Scotland, but Canada's my home.
Okay, all right. But you are planning to leave Canada?
No, but I'm planning to leave the big bad city and try to move to the country. Maybe that's what you're tuning in on, Karen.
You are doing exactly the right thing. You're going. There is one of my predictions for 2009 is that this is going to be happening very much so. People moving from cities to the country and getting settled into more of a self-sustaining lifestyle, which is what you're after, isn't it?
Indeed. You've hit the nail right on the head again.
And what I want to say about you homesteading in the country is that you are going to love it, just in case you have any doubts about it, because I have the feeling that this would be the first time you've really taken on real homesteading lifestyle, right?
Indeed, my heart sinks with joy when I think about
it. You're so on the right frequency. You're on the right. You got the right wavelengths going, and this is going to be when you reach the country, and you are going to get there. And what I see is something that has an amount of acreage, at least 5 acres, maybe more. And there is a wonderful, wonderful water source there. And it seems as though it already has a building on the land, which is very helpful because you won't have to go through, you know, foundation up building it. And I also see that you're going to have a really great success there for some reason with the quality of the soil and the fact that the water is there. This is a really strong water source, this piece of land that you're going to find is going to come to you. And you're going to be able to grow food really well there. Your crops are going to be, your yield of your crops is going to be very good, enough to share with other people. Also, when you hit, it's like you're going to all of a sudden, bam, you're there, because it's going to transition pretty quickly once it gets going. And when you get there, in addition to really loving it and feeling so at peace, you're going to really grow spiritually. However, one heads up, when you first get to your homestead property, there's going to be a period of what I call culture shock or getting adjusted to the difference in the lifestyle. But that will pass, and you're going to fall in love with it. In addition to that, there are some neighbors not too far away. They're going to be really helpful to you. So you are on your way, my friend. All you have to do is let this property come to you. Just keep looking and let your heart take you there.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Karen.
You're welcome.
I love your show.
Oh, I'm happy you called.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. So, as I was saying, what was I saying? What was I saying? Oh, yes. Another example outside of China, right here in the States, in Homestead, Florida, a guy named Ed Letskalin, I believe it's pronounced, built a building called the Coral Castle. He worked on this building from 1887 to 1951. He cut the stone right out of the ground all by himself. All the structures combined weighed over 1,100 tons. It is said he used sacred geometry, sound, and sequence science, the kind of thing that originated in Atlantis. Now, the gate to the Coral Castle, and you can look this up on the internet and see it, it's incredible. The gate to the Coral Castle weighs 9 tons and is 8 feet tall. Yet, it is mounted and balanced so that a child can open it with a touch of a finger. I mean, check these things out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. With study and applied self-discipline, I've achieved some feats of my own. In my talking with the dead demonstrations, I'm able to identify the deceased person's relative in a room full of people I've never seen before and deliver a detailed message, often with my eyes closed. My husband, Mr. Tallcat, witnessed me bring a dead bird back to life. I'll say that once more time. One more time. My husband, Mr. Tallcat, witnessed me bring a dead bird back to life. Hello, we got a caller on the air. Hi.
Hi, I'm calling to see what you see on my move. I'm wanting to move.
Oh, yes, you are. You are so restless, aren't you?
So what?
Restless.
Ready?
Ready, and I'm kind of restless. Ready to go.
Yes.
In fact, it's almost as though, this may not be literal, it's almost as though you're already packed and waiting on the doorstep. And it is, the way I see you when I look at your energetic pattern, it's a beautiful place that you're in. It's as though you are turning your eyes to the distant horizon, and you have this yearning for new experience and new locations, new people, new experiences of all kinds in addition to the move. Now, have you located a particular area you want to move to?
No. Can you tune into that? What state? Northern California?
Are you in Northern California?
No, I'm up in Washington.
Okay. And you're living in Washington, right?
Correct.
Okay. This looks to me, and of course I always tell people take what I say when I throw these things out. Take what I say and run it past your own intuition, but I'm getting a flash about Oregon.
Would that be southern?
Well, Oregon, the state of Oregon.
Right, southern Oregon.
Oh, are you interested in that particular state?
I don't know. I was looking, and it's really up in the air.
Okay. What I see in Oregon is I don't really know the north-south direction of it, and I'm just terrible at direction. But what I see, rather than direction, is something that it looks like a mountainous area that has a valley in it, and it's extremely green.
Wow.
It's very, very green and beautiful with, things grow well there.
Is it on the market yet?
Everything seems to grow bigger there.
they grow well there, and what else?
Trees and food all seem to grow very well there.
Oh, are there big trees?
Yes. Yes, big trees and a beautiful green valley is the picture that I'm seeing. The good part about this is the adventure that you have ahead of you in locating an area. You might get a flash in a dream about a certain location, and as you're doing the practical things of investigating the move, when you're researching on the internet, when you go for take a trip out and you go with a realtor and you look at different things, you're going to have simultaneously going on with the practicalities a spiritual experience of something coming to you that is an answer to prayer.
Yes, I believe that.
And it's going to happen this year. You're on schedule for this year.
Pardon?
You're scheduled to move this year, from what I can see.
Uh-huh. And, like, within the next 6 months?
Could well be within the 6 months.
And do you see how much land it is? Is there a lot of acreage?
Yes, it does look big. It looks like, what I'm looking at, and again, I'm not real good at judging, unfortunately, direction or size of land, but this, I'm looking at what looks to me like about 10 acres.
Okay, and do I have someone already helping me that I know about, or is there someone that's going to come in to help me?
There's somebody coming in that's going to take a particular interest in finding you this land. But by that, I mean a really competent realtor or somebody in the business that is first rate and is knowledgeable about the kind of home that you are looking for, because you're looking for something that is, I believe, self-sustaining somewhat, right?
Yes.
Now, you're going to find somebody that specializes and is interested in that kind of location. And those people are out there, believe me.
Is that
They'll be looking for that because it's coming.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to have something beautiful.
I feel
beautiful.
Like
and this year for sure. Mm-hmm. And most people, I have to say, for 2009, as a general statement, not a law, but as a general statement, if people are going to relocate, 2009 should be the year they do it.
Yes, I get that. That is right around the corner.
Not going to be as easy after 2009. So you're right on schedule, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'll say it one more time just so you can hear it. My husband, Mr. Tall Cat, witnessed me bring a dead bird back to life with about 100 or 200, something like that, witnesses present. I was able to locate a card taped to a wall, in a large auditorium with my eyes blindfolded. On the card, I had written a dream that I wanted to accomplish. Somebody placed it on the wall without me seeing it. I came with a blindfold and found it in under 30 seconds. My students have had amazing things happen as well. In my classes, without telling the students what level of skill is usually required, my students accurately remote view without even knowing what the term means. And they are able to send and receive thought from a total stranger accurately. And when I say accurately, it is accurate on paper. The system that I have set up, it is not just a ballpark guess, it is a direct hit. I have repaired car engines, and I don't even know how to do anything with an engine except put a key in the ignition. And household appliances, using the power of applied thought, completely physically healed myself when I was very sick and others. I've bent a silver spoon with my mind, not touching it, along with about five other people I never met before who also bent their spoons. I have listened to the conversation in a group of 15 women, hearing both conversation and thought at the same time. So by personal experience, which is always the way to know anything, through personal experience, I now know all of humanity is fully capable. Now I'm working toward consistency in manifestation. You're never finished. You're never complete. You know, I'm excited that I did these things, but I know there's a vast amount of accomplishment ahead of me. So that creates a natural balance in these sort of amazing manifestations. Now, if we were fully capable and we knew it and we developed it, what would happen? We would be fully sovereign. We would be independent. And we would be in charge of our own destiny. We wouldn't be afraid. I can do it. Others can do it. And Jesus said, you can do it, so why not do it? How, though? How, you might say? Here's how. Number one, study with the masters, and you can do it through books. I recommend highly these three books. The Life and Times of the Masters of the Far East. The Life and Times of the Masters of the Far East. I recommend Amazon to find that because it's no longer in print, but you can get it there. It is a non-fictional account of actual masters that are thousands of years old that live in the Himalayas and are still there today. The Nine Faces of Christ, and A Beginner's Guide to Creating Reality by Ramtha. Nine Faces of Christ you can find on Amazon, as well as A Beginner's Guide to Creating Reality, or you can go to ramtha.com and order it there. Second, learn to meditate. And by that I mean how to stop thinking and to be able to do this at will, anywhere, anytime, in any setting. Three, develop the skill of holding a focus with full, total concentration. Nothing is more difficult in the beginning than that one. Number four, be okay with withdrawing from social consciousness influences. Number five, open your mind, because a closed mind is a literal term. It means a section of your brain literally has stopped receiving information. The manifestation ability of a wino living under a bridge and a master are exactly the same. That's right. I said the manifestation ability of a wino living under a bridge and a master are exactly the same. There is a huge difference in the circumstances of the two, but the difference does not relate to their ability to manifest, because they both have that ability in equal measure, and so does everyone that walks the face of the earth. We all have different attributes, but through the course of your life, you may alter what you are endowed with. The wino manifests from a narrow reality, a victim, powerless, lack, but the master manifests through the entire 360, throughout the entire 360 view, because he has worked for the ability to control thought. That is how the master's desires find their way to him, by cascading down the quantum field into matter. This is how masters, magicians, illusionists, and alchemists create. So can you. I want to say one more time, so in case I forget, next show, February 23rd, I'm going to have Sonia Choquette, and I know many of you know how wonderful she is. She's going to be offering some live readings as well. That's Sonia Choquette on February 23rd. Looks like I'm going to have to sign off for now. I would love to go further, because this is one of my very favorite topics. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. I'll see you next time, February 23rd. None other than the amazing Sonia Choquette with me. You can trust your vibes. Ha ha. That will be a wonderful show. Stay tuned next Monday for Galexis, The Path of Power, next Monday night right here on Station 1. Hang in for a minute, because I'm sending you out with the music of Aquarius again from the musical Hair. And when you listen to it this time, you know, talking about mystical crystal revelations and the mind's true liberation, maybe those people were onto something. We actually are in the age of Aquarius now, on the verge of a golden age, when human potential will be fully realized. And hey, the group singing it is the fifth dimension, which is cool, since the fifth dimensional light level is known as super consciousness. Yeah, baby. See you next time.
Yeah. power, you got the power, we got the power.
Hello, I'm Karen Tallcat Conley, third-generation psychic medium with a full-time practice right here in the White Mountains. I believe spirituality is meant to be surprising, chaotic, joyful, and humorous. My workshops are designed to empower you, uplift you, and put you in the groove. For workshop information or to schedule a personal reading, just log on to KarenTallcat with a K, Conley.com, because you know you've got the power, baby.